there are at least three different equalization bills that will be introduced in the state legislature this year. The tax reform bill sponsored by Howard Stevenson was introduced to the Revenue and Taxation Interim Committee several months ago, so it's had some vetting already. The other two are still in the idea phase, but School District Business Administrator Todd Hauber says they likely will come in as bills this session.
In this larger tax reform bill, equalization is embedded in it, is looking at the property taxes generated through the basic levy. The basic levy is the primary funding source for public education, and it couples property tax at the local level with income tax that's collected at the state level to accomplish equalization statewide. What he wants to do is to take that basic levy and essentially freeze the rate so that it is not adjusted annually in response to assessed valuation changes.
Under the current school tax levy, school districts receive the same amount each year based on assessed valuation of property. Hauber says Stevenson's bill changes that.
So when assessed valuation rises, the levy itself actually drops so that you get that same revenue generation. His bill is designed to not allow that levy to drop. So it would, the tax levy would actually stay the same, even though property values would increase. And that will generate additional money. He believes that that will generate somewhere in the range of $30 to $35 million. And those dollars can then be used to equalize funding across the whole state. He doesn't have a proposal exactly how those monies will be distributed, but the general idea is that those dollars would be redirected into school districts who have low assessed valuations but are making great tax effort by having high tax rates for public education.
Hauber doesn't think Stevenson's tax reform bill will survive through the legislature because it's too broad, with elements addressing property income, corporate and sales tax reforms. Utah funds its schools through an already equalized system of the weighted pupil unit, or WPU.
The property tax, that basic levy, actually is part of the weighted pupil unit. And that's the fully equalized distribution of revenues across the whole state. So it doesn't matter where a student lives by zip code, they will, through the weighted pupil unit, receive the same dollar as any other student in the state.
Hauber says there are a number of districts which have maxed out their taxing ability, which is known as the voted leeway. So they have no way to generate more revenue other than hoping for more development in their districts. The other two equalization bills will come in anticipation of the larger tax reform bill not surviving.
So Senator Fillmore is proposing legislation that would look to garnering money from a property tax freeze, but would also look to take money from the education fund from its natural growth that happens annually, add those two new pieces of revenue together and distribute the money through what's called the voted and board guarantee program.
The third equalization bill addresses earmarking education funds for the classification of at-risk students. These are kids who move a lot, have language issues, or are homeless. KPCW will have frequent legislative updates throughout the session, which begins Monday. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.